Today's central question: can structured linked data act as an effective memory layer for agent-orchestrated retrieval? That matters now because we're seeing more multi-agent systems, and those agents need memory that's interpretable, updatable, and auditable, something vector-only stores struggle with. Picture an enterprise assistant that must combine fresh product specs with legal policy rules, or a pipeline of agents that share facts about a customer across tasks. Jamie, can you give us the paper's main claim in plain terms?
Sure. The paper argues that treating structured linked data, think triples, typed entities, and explicit relationships, as a memory layer gives orchestrators a reliable, queryable knowledge base agents can hit alongside embeddings. Architecturally, it's an orchestrator that routes queries to retrieval modules and a structured memory store that supports entity linking, schema mapping, and ranked results. A useful analogy is a library card catalog. Vectors are like scanning full-text shelves, while structured linked data is the card catalog that tells you exactly which shelf and which edition to check. The claim is that this hybrid approach improves relevance and traceability compared to vector-only retrieval.
That makes sense. Concrete and searchable. Mark, from your experience, what's one real-world pain point this would actually fix?
A big one is stale or inconsistent facts across systems. In enterprise support, product specs change daily. Pricing, SKUs, regulatory flags, and different agents will cite conflicting info. Vector retrieval can surface semantically similar text, but it's harder to update quickly or prove provenance. With a structured memory layer, you can patch a single entity, propagate updates, and force agents to reference the canonical field. That reduces risky advice, speeds compliance audits, and makes rollbacks cleaner.
Exactly. Structured stores let you attach provenance and versioning to facts, so an orchestrator can prefer recent, verified edges over older embeddings. It also supports precise queries. Agent A can ask for the current warranty term for product X and get a typed field rather than a paragraph the model interprets. But the paper also notes trade-offs. You need entity linking and consistent schemas, or the benefits shrink.
And from an ops view, that's where the work is. Maintaining schemas, handling heterogeneity across teams, and ensuring low latency index updates. Still, the win is clearer audits and targeted updates rather than retraining embeddings every time a fact changes.
Great, so we've set the stakes. Hybrid memory for accuracy and auditability versus the maintenance burden. Next up, Jamie will walk us through how the paper builds and queries that structured memory, and I'll keep pressing on real-world scaling. Short and tight, ready to dive?
Okay, definitions first. By structured linked data, the paper means typed entities, properties, and explicit relationships. Think triples or nodes and edges with well-defined schema. And the memory layer is a queryable store that agents consult during orchestration, not just a dump of embeddings. It's meant to be an updatable, auditable knowledge base agents can hit alongside vector search.
So not replacing embeddings, but a complementary, more precise store. Can you sketch the high-level architecture for listeners?
Sure. The architecture has three main parts: an orchestrator that routes agent requests, retrieval modules, one for structured queries, one for vector search, and the structured memory store. Workflow. An agent issues an information need. The orchestrator decides whether to call the structured retriever, the vector retriever, or both. The structured retriever does entity linking and schema mapping, runs graph or field queries, then returns ranked candidates with provenance and typed fields.
Quick analogy to ground that for folks.
Think of it as a library. Vectors are like scanning full-text shelves for fuzzy relevance, while structured linked data is the card catalog or an indexed filing cabinet that tells you exactly which shelf, which edition, and which field to look at. The orchestrator is the librarian deciding which tool to use.
Walk us through the retrieval workflow step by step, especially entity linking and schema mapping, which sound critical.
Step 1, candidate identification. Use lightweight NER or a mention detector to find entity mentions. Step 2, entity linking. Match mentions to canonical nodes in the graph using context and embeddings for disambiguation. Step 3, schema mapping. Map the agent's semantic intent to typed fields or relations in the schema. Step 4, ranking. Combine structured match scores, exact field hits, relation traversals, provenance recency, with embedding-based similarity where useful. The output includes the node ID, typed values, provenance, and a confidence score.
From an ops lens, how do they ingest and index this linked data? And what did they choose for the backing store and index? Those choices make or break latency at scale.
They describe a pipeline that extracts triples from documents and source systems, normalizes types to a canonical schema, and links mentions to entities. For indexing, the paper evaluates a hybrid approach, a property graph-style store for relations and an embedding index for node representations. Practically, they use a graph-backed index for structured queries and a vector index for fuzzy matches, with a lightweight inverted index for fast field lookups. They also discuss incremental ingestion, batching updates, and writing deltas to the graph so agents can see fresh facts quickly.
You mentioned a hybrid index. How does ranking combine structured signals and embedding similarity? Is there a single score or a decision policy?
They use a hybrid scoring function. Structured evidence, exact field matches, path traversal scores, provenance recency, is combined with embedding similarity via weighted sum or learned ranker. Crucially, the orchestrator can prefer structured signals for precise attribute queries and tilt toward embeddings for vague or contextual retrieval. The authors also experiment with learned re-rankers that take both signal types and output a final ranking.
Okay, experiments. What baselines did they compare against and which metrics did they measure?
Baselines were vector-only retrieval and structured-only lookup. Metrics included retrieval accuracy for attribute queries, end-to-end task correctness in agent workflows, latency, and relevance judged by human raters. They also ran ablations, removing entity linking, removing provenance, and varying update staleness to see how each piece affected performance.
What were the headline results? Did the hybrid approach actually outperform vector-only in meaningful ways?
Yes, headlines. The hybrid system improved attribute-level accuracy substantially versus vector-only, particularly for queries requiring exact values or provenance. For end-to-end agent tasks, error rates dropped and auditability improved. Latency was higher than pure vector lookup in some setups, but within acceptable bounds when using caching and incremental indexing. Ablations showed entity linking quality was the single biggest determinant. Poor linking erodes the hybrid's advantage.
That matches intuition. Did they test scale? How many entities and what update rates did they handle? And how do they recommend handling high QPS or millions of nodes?
They reported experiments up to tens of millions of triples and moderate update rates, frequent but batched. Their recommendations for scale are standard engineering patterns. Shard the graph by domain, maintain a materialized inverted index for hot fields, use read replicas for query serving, and employ write-ahead deltas for fast incrementals. The paper admits it doesn't fully explore very high QPS global deployments and points to future work on distributed graph sharding and learned caching policies.
So the takeaway, hybrid yields better correctness and provenance, but entity linking, indexing choices, and engineering trade-offs drive practicality. Any quick clarifying point before we move on?
One small but important point. The paper emphasizes policy control. Since the structured memory has typed fields and provenance, orchestrators can enforce rules like always prefer verified fields for decisions, which is much harder with pure vectors.
Let's start practical. Who benefits most? Quick list. Enterprise assistants that need precise product facts, customer support agents that must cite policies and SLA terms, and multi-agent pipelines that pass facts between subtasks. Mark, any immediate real-world wins you'd call out?
Absolutely. Customer support is the big one. Agents need exact warranty terms, compliance flags, or pricing that change often. Structured memory lets you patch a single entity and have every downstream agent see the canonical value, avoiding contradictory answers and expensive retraining.
And beyond support, think supply chain orchestration, where different agents handle procurement, routing, and billing. Structured linked data gives typed fields and relations. The orchestrator can query current lead time for part X and get a verifiable field instead of a fuzzy paragraph the model might misinterpret.
But there are real risks. Maintaining schemas is costly, teams use different naming conventions, and schema drift makes linking brittle. Staleness is another worry. If your update pipeline lags, agents will still surface outdated but confidently presented facts.
Right? Schema heterogeneity and brittle assumptions are core limitations. The paper suggests normalization and canonical types, but that needs governance. Privacy and regulatory constraints add complexity too. Structured records can be more obviously sensitive and require stricter access controls and auditing.
So we have benefits, but also maintenance and governance costs. How do these compare versus vector-only approaches? When does structured linked data win, and when should teams stick with vectors?
Structured wins when you need precision, provenance, and easy updates. Legal clauses, product specs, allowed actions. Vectors win for fuzzy, broad retrieval, customer sentiment, stylistic examples, or when schema induction is infeasible. The hybrid is often the sweet spot. Structured for attributes, vectors for context.
Adding to that, hybrids let an orchestrator pick the right tool. If a query asks for exact values or authoritative fields, prefer structured signals. If the intent is exploratory or semantic, prefer embeddings. The challenge is mastering entity linking and ranking so the orchestrator can decide correctly.
From a production standpoint, here's a short checklist. Choose a GraphDB that supports your scale and traversal patterns, Neptune, Janus graph, or a managed property graph. Keep an embedding index in parallel. Batch ingest with deltas. Expose read replicas and shard by domain. Cache hot fields with TTLs. Monitor freshness and linking errors. Implement fallbacks to vector search or human review for low confidence answers.
Can you say a bit more about monitoring and fallback behaviors? What should teams instrument and what's a safe fallback?
Instrument entity linking accuracy, query latency, cache hit rate, and staleness windows. Track contradiction rates where two sources disagree. For fallbacks, if the structured confidence is low or provenance is missing, reroute to vector retrieval plus a human in the loop or annotate responses with uncertainty. Have policies that prefer authoritative sources for decisions.
On the research side, useful directions are automatic schema induction so systems can learn canonical types, incremental graph update algorithms that minimize reindexing, learned retrieval policies for orchestrators that decide when to use structure versus vectors, and standardized benchmarks that measure agent memory correctness, latency, and auditability.
Great. Before we close, can we boil this down into three quick takeaways and a short sense of adoption path?
First, structured linked data gives interpretable, updatable memory that improves attribute accuracy and provenance. Second, entity linking quality and schema governance determine the real-world lift. Third, hybrid approaches are pragmatic. Use structured for precision, vectors for fuzzier context.
An adoption path. Start small with high-value domains, support, compliance, inventory, where correctness matters. Build good tooling for ingestion and monitoring, cache hot fields, and instrument fallback behaviors. That reduces risk while demonstrating clear ROI.
Listeners, consider whether your system needs canonical fields and auditable facts, or if fuzzy retrieval suffices. To finish, a quick reminder. The podcast is available on Spotify. Search for Ship It With AI. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.